The podcast.
Our first podcast ever. Yes. I feel like a podcaster. Is that what we're even called now?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell everyone we started a podcast.
Yep, we're podcasting.
Honestly, no, like that I'll start telling people. You know, it's hard to tell like more like professional people I work with that like I usually tell everyone I stream now. I used to keep it so secretive. Like I never really told anyone because like Twitch wasn't as big and everyone's like, what the fuck's a Twitch? I'm like, yeah, all right, please. Now like fucking my fucking grandmother knows what it is.
Everybody is. Ever since quarantine
thanks
started.
To Ninja, bro. Thanks to Ninja.
Yeah, that and
now Fortnite, bro. Fortnite with these little kids and shit watching Fortnite videos.
Yeah.
Definitely that. But yo, Tayshaun, I would, bro, if this was the right site. But yeah, like everyone knows about it now, so I kinda tell everyone. But I feel like a podcast is a little more professional. We could literally talk about things that, you know, obviously my fucking boss isn't gonna watch me play fucking Call of Duty.
Right.
But he might listen to my podcast talk about fucking not talking about politics.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Riley reads banger of a song. Did she actually make a song? Are you kidding me?
I did not.
I may have to check this out.
Okay.
You type in Riley Reed, it's fucking terrible things come up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, wait. She did. Diss track lyrics?
Toasty says he started watching
Riley Reed. Riley Reed rap?
Oh god, don't play that.
Oh, I did not do that. Okay.
Yeah,
I think I know what song she's fucking.
There's a lot of N-word in there.
Oh, okay, let's not.
Of course.
Don't play it on the stream. Tayshaun, I was gonna, but you saved my life.
We don't have very many topics.
So we did plan out like you're gonna talk about real estate, and then we all partake in TikTok, so we can maybe bring something up about that.
Yeah.
Real, you better fucking stop. All right, so what do you guys want to know about real estate?
How's real estate looking?
I love talking about it though because all my friends and stuff are always asking.
Yeah. How's the overall market?
Yeah, well, how's the market looking?
New York is really good right now because you have a lot of people leaving New York City because New York City is so terrible right now and moving to New Jersey. But at the same time, you have a lot of people moving from Queens and Brooklyn and stuff to Staten Island.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Yo, what's up, Blueberry Muffin?
Oh, it's for real estate.
It is for real estate.
So the market's definitely good.
Yeah. That's good. I, you know, since I was like looking at getting a house sometime in the near future, that sounds quite promising for me.
Yeah. I mean, New York is definitely different, but like the houses are so like overpriced here.
Yeah.
That like that's where a lot of people are say like leaving New York because you'll sell your like a semi-attached home here is going for like 500, 600. It's ridiculous. And you take that money for like a semi, which is, you know, side by side, you have really not too much property, and you go to New Jersey and for $500,000 you're getting like a fucking mansion. So that's what a lot of people are doing. And that's why the market's so good, especially in New Jersey, where like things are actually going above asking because you have so many buyers from New York trying to fucking get in there. So that's what's been happening a lot too.
That's good.
Which is good. I'm getting my New Jersey license. We are talking W's on Discord, bro, on the team channel.
Best. You fucked
Jackie,
up.
Wait, I missed it. What? Why?
Best. Okay. We're going to have to fix something. So instead of having your webcam there, go to Discord and go to the call and then go to pop out. And then just record all three of our faces and put it where your webcam is on the thing. That way.
Oh yeah, one other thing. Can somebody check my stream because it says I'm dropping frames?
Oh my bad. Yeah, no. I just had this thing and I just want to start it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you.
Tayshaun, definitely join the Discord. But we're on the doing a team thing right now. Okay, so what do I do? Pop out. Okay.
Pop out.
And
on
now,
the Discord.
You want me to stream this on the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the pop out. Okay, got it. Now I won't be able to see myself though for some reason unless I put a video here. Wait.
Instead of opening up your stream, just open up the pop out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it just record the pop out as a window.
Yeah, like this. Yeah.
Window capture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. So. Yo, no way, Jack. He's actually gonna get his little fucking number, bro. That's awesome. Okay, now how am I gonna turn this off here though?
Let's talk about
if I hide it.
Let's talk about stream team business.
Look, I don't know how I could hide this.
What do you mean?
It's not letting me, like, open up my camera in Discord because I'm running it on OBS.
Go to OBS, and then go to your sources and wherever your webcam is, click on it, and then click on the settings in the top right corner of sources, and then deactivate it.
Okay. I see that, but let me see. Where do I go exactly?
Go to sources.
Yeah, I'm on sources. Okay. I see my webcam here.
Click on it. Like left click on it. Left click.
Okay, I clicked it.
And then in the top right.
Yeah, deactivate, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, deactivated, and then I'll do it again. That one's not activated. Okay. Let's just do that and then click it again. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay, awesome. So now what I do on this OBS is I create a window thing again. Oh, God. I got a fucking bro, I'm allergic to everything. I think it's tequila.
It probably is the tequila.
Okay, let's talk about the next podcast, why I sneeze 25 times in a row. Okay.
No, you sound... You're good. You're good. You're good.
Pop out. Okay. Add source. Let's take the stream team Discord. Perfect. And let's move you guys. Let's stretch. Yo, Dapple, what'd I do? Stretch to fit, or should I just manually stretch this?
Manually.
Manually, right? Yeah. Let's put this on the bottom.
What the hell is...
Got this thick, bitch.
Hold on. I've got you as the main... Hold on. I'm trying to... God, this is... The first one is going out great. We're supposed to be talking. All right. Let's talk about Stream Team business. What are our plans for the future with this essentially business?
My goal is basically... What I wanted to start this is to, like, get streamers, like, affiliated.
Okay.
Like you, for instance, right? Like, where we hype you out. You know, hype you up. Wait, Dav said 1 second. I think he's got to take a shit. Wait, Dalp, we can't hear you. If Jackie, whatever you tell me to have for dinner, I will have for dinner. So that was my goal. Like, where, again, like, I'm streaming, I have 20 viewers, or, like, I get mad viewers one stream. And, like, I have to get off. Instead of just kind of, like, leaving the viewers, whatever, you know, they come back the next time. Just literally raid or host, like, our team, you know?
Okay.
So, like, I'll see, like, yearly live, host you, you know, good. Next stream, same thing. Just go through the team and just, you know, kind of... help everyone out,
so
you know.
Your main thing was more of a supportive standpoint with it.
Exactly. And then eventually, like, we'll have, like, different maybe categories of the stream, where, like, one part of the stream team that, like, competes in, like, tournaments, another one that more is like, you know, I want to have a bunch of different variety streamers in it, like a team for just everyone, and just develop it into, like, categories, you know.
Well, see, that was my thing with bringing up the whole podcast, is getting more viewers and more, you know, people here, and take them to the stream so we can help in that
process.
That's
a good idea. Yes, of course. Definitely. And I like to build my stream too. I want to do, like, different things. I want to be, like, a real variety streamer, you know? Yeah. Not just play fucking Fortnite or fucking Call of Duty, you know? Yes. Like, a bunch of different stuff. Tayshawn, fighting games. I really don't. Yeah, I did play Mortal Kombat for a little bit, but...
We can't hear you.
UFC is, like, my favorite too. That's, like, really what... I did have sushi already, Jackie. I can't have sushi. Give me something else. Also, who's going to be playing on the world when we hop on Minecraft? Anybody?
We did actually get our... Oh, he left and he's probably going to come back.
Okay.
We did get our first sponsor.
It really? Was
Anchor.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who... I'm probably going to do the first... Because they give you a script... That's what I sent you on Discord.
You good now?
Got you. Yes, we hear you, bro.
Yes.
Okay. My bad. I was, like, taking a fucking fat nap, and then, like, it was, like, almost 9 o'clock, and I didn't know what we were doing, so I kind of was, like, just fucking falling back asleep, and then I finally woke up. But I pretty much saw what you said. Let me see.
But right. They give us 5 different points to go over.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And you can kind of mix it up, do your own thing, but yeah, I'll record a segment. Or one of us will record a segment in the thing, and I'll post it on there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. But, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. In the meantime, definitely want to get like more people on the team too. Just constantly beginning like new people, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're doing homework. What fucking homework, Rio?
I have like 7 things of homework I still got to do after this.
Yo, what's up, creme brulee? How you doing, homie? Well, it's dope not being in fucking school. I should go to fucking finish college.
I fucking hate it.
What'd you go to college for?
I really just like went to get like a general like associate's degree. What would it be, like a liberal arts type of thing?
Okay.
Hmm.
Like just to do that, and I didn't. I'm like almost done. I could like have my associate's, but in like for like one class I have to do, and then like that's it. But I don't know. I might even become a fucking attorney.
Cool.
I don't know, like a real estate attorney or just be an attorney. I mean, you know, you automatically have your real estate license here, like once you become an attorney, and they just can get into different stuff, you know?
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I might do. I'm going to see.
Hmm.
First, I was going to do like maybe a city job, but I feel like I really like real estate. I like working by myself and, you know, for myself. So it's hard for me to like have like a boss again, you know?
Right.
I like think about that.
I was going to college for a while there, but I decided not to just because like none of the associate's degrees I like that would have fit me were anything I wanted.
I got
really,
you.
Or they wouldn't lead to like any good jobs. So
they always say though, just to get like a general one, even if you get a general one, you know, and then from there you could always like you know, your master's, that's what really counts anyway. Yo, Krimi, yes, I'm gonna play Minecraft after this, and then I'm hopping on Warzone after.
Yeah,
you're gonna be playing, baby. Yo, what's up, Nevin? How you doing, homie?
It still seemed like a lot of money and time for me though, just for something I'm not really gonna put a lot of effort into.
True.
Yeah.
Jackie has a bachelor's in business administration. That's cool then, because that means you could basically run businesses, right? Like,
wow.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good one to get.
Yeah. That's one of the main ones I was considering for a while there. Yeah.
Ta-da! Right, good. Okay. Fucking knows. Dude, I really don't know what to fucking order right now. I don't know. I don't think there's really like delivery attack. I mean, there probably is. Let's see.
Get some really like spicy Chinese food.
Yeah.
I just want to see you crying on stream.
Shit myself. Yeah, Jack, I might just fucking wind up starving over here because this is getting ridiculous.
I'm trying to think of other shit.
What do you guys do for fun?
Talk about TikTok, right?
That was a topic. I'm not sure what exactly.
For just fun, I basically get drunk, and
you know, that's fair.
That's out.
Yeah. What he was saying. What do you guys like to do on your free time? Like, what's a good hobby? Everybody, we'll go Dalf first.
I do a lot of music. I do a lot of music.
That's awesome.
I don't do it. I don't work on songs super often, but I'm always just sitting there like fiddling with a guitar.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. What about you, Trey?
Best.
Treyway. Me next?
Yeah, you next, bro.
No, honestly, I feel like I actually stream like and play video games like as my hobby.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what I enjoy doing, and like I wouldn't say I get paid for it, so it's like a hobby, you know? Yeah. I definitely don't consider it my job. Like, I definitely just have fun doing it.
Yeah.
That's why it's so awesome that streaming could be a job, because I love it so much that it's like it wouldn't even be a job to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I really just don't have free time. It's fucking sick. Just with working real estate, and then like I'm either a real estate stream with like friends or my family. That's it.
Yeah.
And then just doing little things in between. Like, like I'll go out and stuff for fun. Like, you know, here. That's really it. Like,
a job other than that, fun is not a job at all. If you enjoy
what you will never work a day in your life. Just so draining.
Yeah.
That's the only thing where like I still can't consider a job. I enjoy doing it, but it just takes up like my whole day. But I like cars too. I'm in a car club in New York City.
Nice.
I live in New Jersey now, so that's a fucking problem.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a Civic, but you know, I've just done shit to it, so you know, it's like how I like it.
A Civic's nice. I would enjoy to have one.
Yeah, like you could just do so much to a Civic. Like same thing, like a Subaru WRX, things like that. You know, you could do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Rio, I will.
Sorry,
Trey, what about you, bro?
I am currently getting ready to start learning how to code.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Computer programming. That's like, cool. Otherwise, I like boxing. I got a gym outside. I got a heavy bag, awesome. Speed bag, and shit. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Otherwise, it's good to know how to fucking box.
Yes. Otherwise, streaming and playing video games and shit.
Yeah, same. Exactly. That's like definitely one of mine. I mean, I think that's all three of ours, basically.
Yeah.
That's how we even fucking met. Oh my god, I could fucking have Taco Bell, bro. I've never even.
Toasty.
Like, there's no Taco Bell in Staten Island. What there is your... one, but it's in the mall.
What is your favorite thing from Taco Bell?
I really just go with the basic, like, fucking just, like, fucking crunchy taco. Like, that's it. I don't like anything crazy. I'm actually looking on the menu now, let me see.
Nice. What about you, Del?
I'm probably going to get some hate for this, but I do not like Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
I've never liked it. I've had it from multiple different Taco Bells in different places.
Yeah, even Jackie's Taco Bell's.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking frank.
Jackie, how much? Fucking salad, Jackie. Salad. All right.
I don't know what I brought.
Let me just get a pack.
One thing we're going to have to watch is... talking over each other. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, talking at the same time.
Yes.
Yes. Because... we have to make sure that it's, you know, yes. In order.
Hey, big thick boy, how you doing?
That was a great thing.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know what to
do. What about... how has the quarantine been for you guys?
I loved it.
Me too.
Personally,
honestly, yes. It was like... Yeah. I didn't get paid a lot of money here. Like, I don't know. I know it varied by state. But it's like, it did actually wind up covering my rent since I rented at the time. So it's like, I really was just getting, like, paid to stay home.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so bad. Definitely a unique thing that, like, you know, we experienced, I feel like. But eventually it got kind of old. And it's still getting kind of old now. It's getting a little ridiculous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That could be a whole topic, too.
Yeah, personally, I never leave my house a whole lot, even, like, before Corona. Like, I'd pretty much go to school, come home, and just chill in my fucking room all day.
Sure.
And, I feel pretty much no different. It's kind of
different.
All these people are, like, complaining, like, oh, God, I need to go out and hang out with people. I'm like, I was molded by this. Like,
I gotcha. What about you, Drew?
Same, man. I mean, I used to go home, watch anime, you know, chill, play on my game. So once quarantine hit, I guess it was like, it was okay to do that. You know what I mean?
You know what it's like for me too. It's like, that's kind of what I, like, I always just had like these two sides where like I would go out and like, again, I never really told anyone that I streamed because no one really knew about it. So like when I was like 15, 16, 17 going out, like I'd go out, fucking come home 3 a.m, fucking start the stream. And, like, I finally just kind of started telling everyone I streamed. And now it's, like, when quarantine hit, it was, like you said, like, kind of more okay to do that the whole fucking day. Which is, like, what I wish I could do anyway. So, yeah, to me, like, it was pretty cool. I got a decent amount of, you know, people and stuff. I kind of got back, like, my thing is I've always, like, taken breaks from streaming. So I used it as, like, my way to just kind of get back. And now I've been pretty consistent since then.
That's good. Glad to hear that. I was it for me, like the quarantine kind of enabled me to start streaming and have people watch because everybody's stuck inside, so they're looking for entertainment and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That happened.
Can I say it felt so nice being able to, like, so every Christmas my family is just critical kind of, and they're like, oh, like, are you working yet? That kind of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I've got a job. I'm playing video games for people.
There you go.
That's my fucking job, and I cannot. Say like express how nice that feels when you've got like your fucking family breathing down your neck.
Absolutely.
Understandable, man. Understandable.
I know, Jack. Well, Jack, you're still having us, right? Jack, yeah.
Have y'all guys seen how The Simpsons, like, y'all know the show The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I've predicted so much shit these past 10 years.
Oh,
it's crazy how old that show is. I think the first season was in like 1989.
Yeah,
like, that's insane.
Something like that.
It is a good show.
What's the craziest one of those predictions you've seen?
there's a prediction right now that January 20th, which is Inauguration Day, we're gonna go in America is gonna go into an apocalypse and we're gonna be at war with ourselves.
Oh shit!
I honestly think that's coming.
I do too.
Yo, it definitely gonna have a civil war. There's no way. This is getting a little crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely pushing a bit. For me, the weirdest one I've seen, like, is it like almost picture perfect like recreation of a Trump going down like an escalator,
waving. Like, yep, I saw that.
That was fucking weird.
The first episode of The Simpsons was December 17th, 1989.
18, yeah, yep. Jeez. My girl, you know, we just watched it fucking last night. It's on Disney Plus. Disney fucking owns it or something.
Yes, they even predicted that they would be bought out by Disney.
Okay, that's weird then, yeah. I didn't look too much into it. I did see the Trump one, and like, not to bring it up, but I did see the 9/11 or something like that. There was like something on there. And then
there was even one about the Capitol riot.
Yeah, that's what's up, Bingo Banjo? How you doing, homie?
Yeah, they predicted the Capitol riot.
Once a week. Nice.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in this fucking country. It's getting fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah,
bro. It's getting crazy. People have like so much like anger in them. It's insane.
Yes, on both sides. I mean,
both sides.
There's so much polarization.
I'm not blaming one side. I'm not blaming the other side. No. I think it is the media hypes it up a lot and just fuels people. You know, it's ridiculous.
Instigators. Yeah. The media is instigating it all.
Absolutely. Yeah, that and like I think we need a lot more. Like, we need kind of just something to like bring everybody back together a bit.
Yeah,
I feel like there's so much shit going on that's pushing everyone away from each other. That's
absolutely
it's not helping.
It's a shame that, again, not to get into politics. I don't think we're getting so much into politics, but it's a shame that we don't have a president that like is really just like from nothing.
Yeah. Yes,
like you always have these presidents. Like, yes, they're like whatever. Like, you know, they have to have a certain thing, but like they're always from like a rich family or you know, doctors. Not doctor, like, you know, have like this big back, and like that's what you want, obviously. But at the same time, like, why can't we really just have like someone that literally fucking lived in like Section 8 housing
and
like came, like, you know, maybe did become some type of professional. But like, politics in the end, I feel like you're voting, like the people are going to vote for this person. So if the people feel like this person could do it, then they could do it. I think that's what we really need, like, you know, not someone that like is so viewed about like a certain.
Was it I'm not gonna go super into politics or anything, but there was this guy running. He was up on the debate stage. It was Andrew Yang, and like I was so into like all of his stuff. I think he's running for mayor right now in New York too, since he like got he lost the election or whatever. He seemed his whole message was pretty much like we just need to like move forward, kind of bring everyone back together, and I was really into that.
Sure, definitely. I know a lot of people like, did you guys vote? Can you guys vote?
I couldn't decide.
Oh wait, you can, Dev. I feel like I voted, and it's just like, you see so many people on there that like have no chance. There are other people, like no one talks about them, but like, there's a couple other people in like different, you know, political parties
every year. There's always a top Democrat and a top Republican.
Right. Well, that's all. Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's there's like a fucking what is it? I don't even know the fucking goddamn parties. That's like the Green Party or something like that.
Yeah, Green Party.
They never win.
Yeah.
Yo, I got you. Peace out, Bingo. Talk to you next time, homie.
Democrat is left and Republican is right.
Yeah.
But there's different like intensities to it. Like, some people are hard left, hard right. Some people are conservatives. You know what I mean? It's all all dependent on your beliefs. And no matter what your belief is, I mean, I still feel like people's voices should be heard no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone's opinion of life and of their thinking should be respected and understood and heard.
Yeah, I feel like this is why everybody has such a big problem with the two-party system, too, is because you get stuck in one of two categories that are supposed to encompass like all of your viewpoints, but a lot of people might have like mixed feelings. So
have mixed feelings. I feel like certain things that one party says, yes, I believe it. Certain things that the others say, you know? It creates this thing. I think creating these parties just puts people against each other, which is just so stupid.
Like in the end, for the most part, like most people, since they've got like a little bit on both sides, it's like either one half of your beliefs get ignored or the other half does, and you exactly. don't really get that.
I think like our government at the same time is due for like not a revolution, but like a change. Like our government was created like 1776, right? Like that's the big independent, you know. Like, that's kind of fucking old. Like, they had whole different mindsets back then.
Right.
I think every, like, again, certain stuff will live out. Like, certain things just make sense for the future. But I think, like, every maybe even 100 years, like, we should really sit down and, like, change. Like, not change drastically. Keep, like, our democratic and, like, you know, people vote and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, just break down certain things for the future and modern day, you know?
Right.
Like, you can't apply the same rules from fucking almost 300, you know, like, that long ago. That's, like, ridiculous, you know?
Like, in that amount of time, we've developed so much technology.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to have the same fucking things?
Yeah.
Women's rights became a thing since then, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, it's a whole different thing.
Our entire system of, like all of our social stuff is also completely
different. And a lot of it still will not change the whole culture. Thing, but there's just certain things that are due for change.
Even
you know?
The marriage between two different races and the same sex has become a thing since we started this. And we're a democracy, but the only kind, I don't know what's a problem, but democracy is built on trust. Trust in the election, trust in the president.
That too. There's so many there's so many fucking corrupt people, and it sucks. Like, you'll never be able to be like inside like their fucking minds and stuff, you know?
Yeah
makes it just hard.
It sucks, bro. It sucks. I hate the feeling that it's like out of our control, so I almost don't even get involved in it, because I have like such bad OCD. like, if something I know I don't have control over, not to be like a dick, but like don't have control over, or like won't be able to say do, I don't even get involved in it. Because I know that I'll flip out. You know what I'm saying? That's my view on that.
If it goes wrong, you'll start blaming yourself and stuff.
It's like exactly. God. I don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah. It's not worth the mental headache. Stress. Yeah. And I feel like that also does kind of affect it too. Because like, since I feel like a lot of people kind of have that mindset. So the only people that are really going to, or the majority of people who are going to be voting are going to be those people who are so polarized. That like they're going to be voting for either side, so you get a lot of the radicals on either side.
Exactly. I still did vote. I did make sure to vote again, even though I'm not like pro, but you know, that makes sense. Exactly. Some people may not even vote, and I think that's usually what the election is like. Like when the election isn't like the election is always big for us, but obviously this year was like I think one of the biggest fucking since like the 50s or 40s or some shit they said.
Right.
But like. Usually, I feel that's what happens. Someone's like so mixed that they don't even give a fuck. They don't even vote, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I think also, America like goes through these things, and people forget because it's not in our generation, or it's like our great grandparents' generation. Like you have, I'm sure, like say like with COVID, right? During like the Spanish flu, which was like the deadliest virus ever, like worse than the bubonic plague and shit. Killed millions of people, and like you almost didn't even know about it.
And the only reason,
and like everyone wore masks, everything was shut down. If you look at the pictures, you know what I'm saying? But like eventually it just faded out, and like we're just going through that again.
But the only
and it's not even as bad, you know what I'm saying? And we have more modern technology and shit to like help it. And it's like we're gonna go through it. I think it will get over it. And same thing in a couple years, it's like it'll never happen.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing with the Spanish flu being deadlier than the bubonic plague, if COVID-19 would have happened back when the bubonic plague would have happened, it would not have spread as fast because, like you were saying earlier, technology has come so far.
Exactly.
Means of transportation, you can get from one side of the country to the other within hours just by a plane flight. You know. Yeah. And with people constantly moving, it went from China and it spread.
Exactly.
Like wildfire.
Exactly.
But
Planes. You hop on a plane, you fucking, the whole plane's infected. No way. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Planes are disgusting if you think about it. Back then when they told you, like, they go through, like, that one air filter, you know, someone coughs over here, it fucking goes through the whole thing. Like, obviously, you know, that makes sense. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lou said the only reason it was such a big deal is because it was an election year. I think that too.
Yes.
They hyped it up. You know?
Hyped media instigated it.
2021, if this shit isn't fucking fixed, I swear to God.
Yeah. So a lot of, I have a lot of like family and stuff that are like more on the Republican side. And a lot of them, I keep seeing a lot of posts about, there being like the whole, like, Corona's like a, not real, like stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Being spread all the time, and they think it's like a government conspiracy. And I think that if they did do a big overhaul of the government and like changed a lot of stuff, kind of fleshed out like a lot of the people and brought in new people, I feel like that whole like mindset of people radically just denying everything would kind of calm down a bit. Since I feel like the most part of that, or like the biggest chunk of that thought process, is behind the idea that there's all these people who have been in government for such a long time, just doing such corrupt shit all the time, and I feel like a new set of people would sort of reset that thought process.
Yes, yes. I had someone, it wasn't in my family, but they were close to my family. He didn't believe in COVID. He thought it was fake. He thought that it wasn't real, that that they were just hyping it up, until I think it was a month later I found out he got COVID. And now all I see him post is preaching about wearing masks.
Yeah,
like that.
Look, I definitely think it's a thing, but it's not fucking like, you get it, you're dead.
Yeah.
Again, older people, if you never talk about it, but it's the truth. If an older person breaks a bone, there's a risk that they fucking die.
Yeah, I mean, it's underlying conditions.
You could get an infection, you know, you can't walk the same. Like, so you're seeing just older people get it. And I get it. I don't think, again, they should have shut everything down like they did. Maybe at first during the quarantine, but now that it's still like this is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think they did push it a lot to kind of just keep it during the election. And now it's like just ridiculous, you know? Like wear masks, fine. But if you notice too, all the spreads are coming from people at home. Like, because you can't do anything, so you're inviting your friends over. You know what I'm saying? So I think they should open everything up, but keep it socially distanced. Rely on the owners and the management of the businesses to make sure everyone follows the rules, and really stress that no one does anything at home because everything's open. So why would you do anything at home? People are doing everything at home now because nothing's open. So it's like, you know, that's the one thing. If the spread is coming from people fucking sitting in the living room, it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. You
know, because everything's fucking shut. You can't even fucking go in a restaurant and fucking sit down. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I did it coughed on in a fucking restaurant.
The only shutdown stuff I might agree with is shutting down like really high traffic areas like malls and stuff like
that. Yes, yes, okay, yeah, exactly. That's like, you know, that makes sense. But yeah, exactly. So your point, yes. So I would advise to keep that open, but very, very social distance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people still have that option to like, hey, let's not come in my living room with fucking 1,000 people and fucking get the virus, obviously. Let's go to the mall where we have to stay socially distanced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they didn't do it like that. They did it the other way. Everything's closed, stay indoors. And that fucked everything up.
Yeah.
I agree.
My opinion. Exactly, Lou. Bro, they literally released that chart for New York City. Fucking everything was less than 2%. Maybe 78% was fucking indoors, like a living room, like hanging or some shit.
Yeah.
And that's like, people don't want to take precautions with it. I think the quarantine thing is an okay thing, especially for people who can work at home.
Yeah.
I mean,
it changed everything.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm actually fairly happy about that. I feel like it's much more normalized, the idea of working at home being a possibility.
That I like. Mm-hmm. That I like. My stepmom, she works. She's like a big, you know, executive. I mean, she does like auditing for like a hospital. And like, they've noticed the hospital, like, hey, yo, why are we having like, you know, there's like the medical side of hospitals, and then there's the financial, obviously, and like the administrative. All the administrators are literally working from home now. It's like, yo, why are we renting out fucking skyscrapers in Manhattan for thousands of dollars a month when like these people could just work from home?
Right.
It's way cheaper.
Cheaper for the hospital. The people, some people usually like it. Like, obviously, no one likes doing school from home. That's like fucking ridiculous, I feel like. But working from home for some people, it's not that bad because it's convenient. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I wouldn't like it necessarily. Like, unless my commute was like ridiculous, like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a little annoying, so I'd rather work from home. But working from home, I feel like, is annoying to me too, because even when I do real estate, like, I need to go to my office sometimes to like get in the mode. That's the only thing.
Well, I feel like if someone had like a separate room or something that they had their office in, it would be better because you would be in more work environment. Because there's a lot of kids that I'll see, because I do online schooling, we got to do the webcam and everything. I'll see a lot of kids get on and just be in nothing but pajamas and a blanket. That's not what I like. I like to get up. I like to take a shower. I like to get dressed, you know, eat my breakfast like I would be going to school. Otherwise, I don't want to do shit. I don't want to do
exactly. So it's making kids lazy. I think the working environment, yes, that should work. Now you could save a lot of money. Maybe you get paid a little more money because the fucking businesses don't have to
appreciate it.
Like, put you in an office building. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they could spread out some more money. But the school system being like this is terrible, I think. Kids are going to come out fucking, like, terrible. Like, this generation who's in school, really, maybe not the high school kids, because that's, like, whatever, but, like, the real elementary school kids, I feel like where you learn the most, they're going to be, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
They get to – they're missing such a big opportunity, because my cousin, he started kindergarten this year, and he didn't get to experience the things that you get to experience in kindergarten.
Yeah, like, even real. Like,
yes. The foundation and the structure that the kids need is gone now, and they're not going to get that.
Exactly.
And a lot of parents can't provide that.
Yeah,
Yeah, like, a lot of parents work. A lot of parents, you know, do this. Like, I'm not fucking teaching. I wouldn't even teach my kids, like, school. That's not my fucking job. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you guide them. And, like, certain things kids always say, like, oh, why didn't school teach us this? And I feel like I always have a different view on that, like your taxes, like, maybe your school should teach you some stuff of it.
Yeah.
But that is mostly on your parents.
Yes. But your parents should teach you that stuff. Yes. I mean, you're supposed to have home as a safe place, you know, and then school is supposed to be where you're supposed to get into the mode. But when a child as young as he is, like 5 or 6, how are you supposed to differentiate, you know, when you're supposed to be studying from when you're supposed to be relaxing and having fun?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard separation. You can't separate it because it's all right there. It's all right in front of you.
Exactly. Right. So. Hopefully this is over soon. Yeah, Lou, exactly. I feel like the government really honestly just really wanted to see, like, how much
Poison, they could thank fuck you for the follow.
Yeah.
Not to get into politics as well. Yo, Poison, thank you for that follow as well, homie.
I read somewhere about, like, something about over in China, they have a very strict, like, working environment, sort of. So, like the idea of working from home over there is, like, completely foreign. It's like almost looked down upon. And since Corona hit, a lot of them had to go, when everybody quarantined, everybody had to make that, like, cultural shift over to trying to, like, work from home and that being normalized. And it was very, very odd for a lot of people, I guess. Yeah.
I do like certain Asian, like, cultures, and the way they do things is, like, really cool to me. Yeah. I can't wait to go to, like, Japan, you know?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Lou, it's ridiculous, bro. The government knows, like, they could just instantly fucking, like, control us, you know? Same thing with the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, fuck you. Like, if you're a fucking doctor or something, you know, you have to get it. Like, they're, like, forcing you to get it because, what, are you going to not work? Same thing with teachers, healthcare workers, you know? So it's like, they know they control everyone, basically.
I don't plan on getting the vaccine.
I'm not getting it.
Not for a minute, because of the side effects I've heard of. People have already gone blind from that.
I don't know. It's ridiculous. I get it. It's safe, whatever the fuck you say. But there's no way that you could control a vaccine and really see what it does to someone in 1 year.
Yeah, no.
I don't care. There's no way. You know what I'm saying? We still don't even know what, like, fucking vapes and shit do to you in a year. You know, 2 years, the long term. So who the fuck is going to know what a vaccine they just fucking did, you know? Right. I'm not fucking getting it. Bro, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I haven't even got tested for the virus.
Yeah.
That's probably fine. I'm just maybe, like, fucking bullshitting. But, like, obviously that's, like, whatever. You know, they'll just test you quick. But I still haven't even done that.
Yeah. I'm probably going to wait about 6 months to see if there's anything, like initially really bad that happened. So if, like, anybody's experiencing any, like, really just awful shit happening, and then I'll risk it, but I'm not going to get it right out the gate.
Yo, I love Nemo's here, too. Nemo, me and him.
Yeah.
Yo, Nemo, exactly, bro. Way too quick. Same thing, Lou. That's what we want to do. We want to develop this podcast. Just talk about topics. Today, we talked about a lot of different stuff, but, you know, as we get into it, talk about, like, really, like certain things and stream it so you guys could kind of be live interacting with us. I think that's the coolest.
Yeah. I like this. This is nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting horny.
I think it was funny. Me and Delph were talking before we started, and he said, you know, I'm not really good at, you know, talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And he has been one main one that has talked a lot, man. I'm proud of you, man.
It's like, I think once we have each other and, like, you just kind of get into it, like, you get into it. That's it.
I can bounce off people. I'm just personally not good at holding, like, a topic myself, usually. Yeah.
You need people, definitely. Yeah. Bro, I'm the same thing. Like, I'll be all for, like, we do these videos at my office they make us do. And, like, I'm ready to go. I get in front of the thing and I have nothing to fucking say. It's ridiculous. I can't say shit. I'd rather be live because then, like, I could just go with it.
Right.
But when I'm making a video, like, I don't even know if I'd be able to even do, like, say, YouTube, like some people do. I love the live because, like, it's the fuck ups. It's talking to chat. You know, right. I can't sit there and make a video. I'm fucking it up every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I have to keep restarting. It's like, I don't even like it.
Yeah. I considered doing YouTube for a while, but, like, I also, it, when you're live, you can start thinking, you're, since you have people to interact with, like, new thoughts and stuff start coming to your brain.
Exactly.
But, like, when you're just sitting there, like, thinking of, like, a new topic, like, nothing comes to my brain, at least. Like, I can't think of, like, YouTube ideas or anything.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where, like, VOD clips and, like, compilations and stuff usually come from.
Yeah, that's true.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's just people not being able to make that content.
So you're gonna, Trey, you're gonna post ours on Spotify, right?
Yes, and I'm getting the anchor and the monetization of it.
So I could just send it to people, right? Basically,
the link from Spotify.
Yeah.
Yes, and then Dalph, you will take. He'll take the VOD, and then he'll send it to you, and then you can go through and edit it.
Exactly. Perfect.
Sounds good.
Or whatever.
All right. This is gonna be
cool. Hey, Omar. Welcome.
All right. It is 42 minutes. Are we going to go to 50 or do you want to end it there?
It's up to you guys.
I'm going to keep going if you want to.
Yeah, we can make it 50 minutes or an hour.
Yo, Rio, I know, bro. Rio, you'll get there again, I think. Pass Rebel, maybe, Rio, but I think Rob's going to pass him.
Oh, we're doing a podcast.
Yes.
We're just talking about stuff. Stream team, welcome.
Oh, that's awesome. Nemo's working on some shit for me.
Damn, bro. Cut us off. I don't know what to talk about now.
Yeah, my brain's blanking out right now.
Yeah.
Should we just call it here, maybe?
I think
we got a good chunk.
Wait, I have to show it. Wait, should I get something from... Hold on. Let me... Yo, I 3D printed my logo. Did you guys see that?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Hold on.
All right, I'm in the audio stream there.
All right.
Hold on, let's wait for Best to get back.
Yeah, we can still keep the video going. But
he's in his pajamas. Or no, those are shorts. But yeah, this has been a good one. Good first one. Hope everybody enjoyed to come over and join us.
I got a few people in my chat. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely like doing this. We should totally do this more. Maybe next time we can flesh out a few more ideas and stuff and kind of go off that.
Today's Thursday, correct?
Hey, thanks, Jax. It is currently, Thursday. I'm free almost every day.
I was thinking about talking to Best about doing this 2 times a week. Best, before you show us that, let's end the audio podcast for Spotify.
How are we gonna do it? We're just gonna sign it off, guys. Thanks for watching.
Yeah,
I guess. Thanks for watching. Tune in. Check out Best's Twitch, as well as Delph's, as well as mine.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yo, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for listening.
Check out the horde.
Gotta do one next. Basically, what are we gonna do every week?
We will talk about that after I end this.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm down to do it however many times you guys want to do it.
Peace.
All right. See ya.